Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you this weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all of you beautiful mothers out there. I have a beautiful first guest that I want to introduce you to that I can't wait for you to meet. Her name is Stephanie Scalise. And in July of 2015, she received those soul-crushing words, "You've got breast cancer." From her doctor, she went into supermom mode and scheduled her first surgery in August of 2015. And what she thought would be her only when her girls were 11, 13, and 15. Well, each handled her diagnosis and breast cancer journey differently. Her oldest, Samantha, took on the role of making sure everything at home was taken care of. Lunches, carpool, sporting events, basically a mini me, she says. Her middle daughter, Lauren, was much quieter and slept at the foot of her bed many nights and was empowered when she wrote an essay for her eighth grade English class. And her youngest, Emily, was in pure denial, hiding from anything that showed her sickness and retreating into her art. She only accepted her diagnosis once she sat down with her 11-year-old peers and their moms for a lunch date. Fast forward a few months and her girls blew her away when discussing Lauren's paper at the dinner table. She said she had to read her paper about the car ride when she got her diagnosis in front of her whole class, and she could not believe how many peers it touched. That night, Strides for Survivors was created. The original intention was that in February of 2017, a small gathering of their community would come out and support their efforts to give back to Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. The play, they say, gave them their mom back. Again, fast forward, this time 7 years to January 2023, and Strides for Survivors has raised $75,000 for Turning Point and is now a 501c3, helping so many others get the help they need after their diagnosis and treatments. Welcome to the show today, Stephanie Scalise.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And look at you. I love your background, representing exactly everything that you have gone through over these last 7 years. My goodness. And you involved your girls and the way that you did. And now you're helping so many other people around the world as an educator. So I want to right away get to the point of what is it that you want to say to our guests today that are listening to this and that are moved by what it is that we just shared?
Well, there's really two things that I like to talk about when I talk about my journey. And one is, had I not trusted myself and my body, we wouldn't be having this conversation today. The doctors all told me, oh, we're going to do a lumpectomy and it's going to be quick and you're going to be done. And I'm like, no, let's do the double mastectomy and be done. And I want the cancer out of my body and I want it next month. And because I did that, they were able to catch what they thought was stage one that had or had already become stage three.
Wow.
Had I let them just dictate my diagnosis, I would not be celebrating 7 years cancer-free at this point.
Well, I just want to say right there, you know, again, for the audience that's listening, being the authority over your own body, that you had that confidence in yourself. No, you were your own advocate. And basically, you modeled exactly what our doctors should be there for us, in a sense that they should be our advocate. They should listen to what it is that we're saying as well, and then jump on board with us in that support.
Absolutely. And I, like I said at the beginning, I truly believe I would not be here today had I not stood up for me. And that brings me to my second point of I have been very vocal. I have been answering every question out there. I didn't hide my diagnosis. I didn't hide my surgeries. I, you know, told my kids after the car ride that my middle one heard my diagnosis on the phone. I said, I'm not surprised. I told you, you know, the biopsy felt different. I knew it was cancer. And so my three daughters, who at the time were 11, 13, and 15, really surrounded me with love and the community that supported us. And they recognized those that were involved in my recovery. And one of those huge places was Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation in Sandy Springs, Georgia. And they, my kids say they gave me my mom back. And the reason they say that is it was not just a doctor's office. You walk in, everybody in there is so open and welcoming. And they worked on my body, yes. You know, they physical therapy was first and foremost, but they listened and it was a non-judgmental. And they had the knowledge. And if they didn't, they found it for me. And then we went into nutrition classes and Pilates, and every step of the way, they were there to build me back up with a group of women who had been through it. Mm-hmm. So to have that support system was huge. And then my girls decided to take that horrible news and turn it into something very positive and give back to our community in educating people that, frankly, there's people are around when you are going through the surgeries. But when you are all of a sudden, okay, you're cancer free, what now? Well, that's what my kids are giving back to the community. And we've hit a wider population than I ever expected by educating and saying, okay, Turning Point is available. And now with COVID, it's available virtually. Whereas before you had to be in Atlanta to receive services. And this walk is, I tell everybody, it is such a labor of love. It is year round. We do fundraisers throughout the year, but the big culmination is a January walk. It used to be February, but my daughter plays softball at the college level. And the coach is like, nope, it'll be in January or she won't be with you. Sorry. But the walk just really hits home to those survivors and those that have lost somebody and those that are just starting the journey. Because it's just a wonderful day of celebrating who you are and what stage in your cancer journey you are in.
Wow. Yeah. I love that whole thing. Everything seems to be really inclusive there. It doesn't matter where you are on the journey. It's all inclusive. And there's a community of people that are there to support you. I've heard many times before people saying, you know, after cancer, now what? I've heard that many times before because people don't know what to do. But having a community of people around you is so important. So your daughters, let's talk about what they've done. You know, did your daughters write books or are in the process of writing books? Did I read that correctly?
Yes, my youngest, as she always wanted to, because she didn't, as you said in my bio, she did not accept my breast cancer diagnosis until she met with her own 11-year-old peers and saw that their moms were okay who had gone through cancer. And so she always wanted to write a book. And so finally, her senior year of high school, she wrote a book called My Mommy Has Cancer, But She's Still My Mommy. And it's a beautifully illustrated book that she also did herself, talking about, you know, my mommy used to tuck me in every night. Now I go and tuck her in. My mommy used to push me on the swings. Now I push her. It's kind of changing the role and realizing that, yeah, mom might be a little different right now, but she's still my mommy and she still loves me wholeheartedly.
And is that Emily we're talking about?
Yes, that is my 19-year-old Emily. Yes.
Yeah.
The college softball player.
Yeah, I just got the chills. That's really amazing that, you know, that she took it into the creative expression and even her art, you know, writing is art as well. So I think that's really wonderful. Well, I definitely am going to be going to Amazon and checking out that book. I also have somebody in our community, in the KS Media community, that educates young girls. And I'm sure that this information is also going to be helpful to some of the things that come up over there as well. So let's tell the audience how they can look you guys up, get involved, learn more about it. And, you know, let's give them all the handles, all the social media stuff.
Absolutely. Again, I mentioned COVID. Our walk has now gone virtual. We do a hybrid walk. So I've had people walking in Mexico and in California. I think that's where you are. And just all over the place. And so our nonprofit is called Strides for Survivors. And that is our Instagram and Facebook. And then we can be found, our website is stridesforsurvivors.org. And there's all kinds of things, you know, you can donate financially, you can donate products to our silent auction. You can join us on walk day. All I need is an email address and to put you in for all the information. Ooh. It's looking like our walk this coming year, our 8th annual, will be January 13th, 2024. I just got that date yesterday. Wow. So we are, you know, looking forward to continuing to inform the communities. And you asked about my other two daughters. One graduated from University of Tennessee and brought this to her university to enlighten people. And my middle daughter is going to be a senior at Wofford College in Spartanburg. And she has gotten the school nurses involved in teaching the girls on campus how to look for breast cancer.
Wow.
And has done fundraisers on campus just to bring up the knowledge base and information to share with them.
Wow, that's really incredible. I just want to say that I'm so proud of all of you guys. I'm so proud of everything you've accomplished and will continue to accomplish. You truly are an inspiration, and keep, you know, being healthy and keep shining your light and educating people and doing what you're doing, because you're making miracles happen. That's for sure. So final words for the audience today, Stephanie Scalise, before we let you go.
Final words, just be true to yourself, listen to yourself, and do what makes you happy.
That sounds beautiful. Thank you so much again for coming on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. And we're going to take a break on the show and we'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday and we've got our stories of hope. I am so excited to introduce you to Catherine LaRange. And she's currently in Panama, but she's certainly familiar here with our Pacific Northwest area here. And I want to tell you a little bit about Catherine. She's a transformational life coach, international best-selling author, speaker, podcaster, my dead dragon, and founder of Catalyst Coaching. Catherine asserts to the bold and the determined that life is theirs for the creating. For over 27 years, Catherine has been driven to spark lasting, heartfelt transformation for fearless and fierce souls in progress, working to research, study, and implement results-oriented principles and programs to incredible success. Welcome to the show today, Catherine.
Yay. Thank you, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here. What a freaking awesome way to spend a Friday afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And I see we have a little guest behind you.
This is my emotional support dog, Stella. Yes. Oh, so beautiful. If people are listening to the audio and you can't see the video, Stella is a 14-year-old standard poodle. And we're into the rainy season here. So the thunder is going to show up, and she is, yeah, she's needing some emotional support.
Well, it is Mother's Day weekend as well. So here. Mm-hmm. So happy Mother's Day to you, by the way. All of us, even the ones that don't have children, we're mothers to so many things. We give birth to so many things. And so we all deserve a happy Mother's Day.
Beautifully said, Cornelia.
Thank you. So you're here to inspire our visions. You're here to inspire our dreams and make magic. And let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm getting chills just hearing you say that. And, you know, I think so often, Cornelia, and you probably know this in your work as well, and you've seen it with the people that you serve and support, we've been conditioned to play small. We've been conditioned to believe that our dreams don't matter, that we're not worth it, we can't do it, we can't achieve it. Who are you to dream so big? Who are you to want these things? Who do you think you are? And so I believe and assert and support my clients to believe and know that your dreams and your vision is actually life's idea for you. It is spirit's idea for you. And so universe, God, source, quantum field, spirit, whatever word you want to use, that there is an organizing power and principle in the universe. And we have the capacity to tap into that. It has a bigger idea for us than we can have for ourselves. And when we start to allow ourselves to believe, and we don't have to believe fully, but just like have a little piece of our mind open to the possibility that it's okay to dream. It's okay to imagine. And the question that I work with people with is, what would you love? What would you love for your life? And I've had clients describe it as a mic drop moment in their brain. And I know the first time I heard it, I kind of was like, what? What do you mean? What would I love? Like, what does that even mean? Like, what kind of question is that? Because so often we look to conditions, we look to circumstances, we look to things outside of us for permission. So we look at, well, when, you know, if you have children and my kids are older, then I'll do this thing. Then I'll really kind of explore what would bring me fulfillment. Or when my bank account looks like this, when the economy looks like this, when my partner's doing this, when my health is this, when I lose the weight, when I blah, 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 blah. And we look to these things outside of us for permission to really live the life that we want to live. And so my mission is to help people connect to what it is that they would love in their life and then actually live into it.
You know, I love that so much with what you're doing and with what you're saying, how you're helping people to connect with their vision, connect with their dreams, to see that opening and that possibility that is there. But, you know, I see it as like you're giving people a lifeline. You're giving people a lifeline. You're throwing them a line because you already have the knowing. You already have the belief. You already know all the things that what's possible. And the people that haven't really tapped into their vision or dreams, that don't really 100% know or believe, right? You are that lifeline to make those dreams a reality.
Love that. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, and so often I think we don't know when we hear that question. For a lot of people, when they hear the question, what would you love? They really don't know what to do with it because they've never either given themselves permission or felt like it's okay to actually ask that question. And I remember, you know, I've been studying transformation you know, I have a background as a counselor and done lots of other things. And so I've been in this work for a very, very long time. And when I first heard this question, I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to approach it. I didn't even have an idea. Well, like, what's important to me? I had an idea what was important to me, but really, really at a soul level, what would I love? And so for people, if they hear that question, then they don't know. You don't have to figure it all out. You don't have to have like one answer and that's the only time you get to ask that question. Like you live into the question. So you continue to ask the question and then it emerges. And then a little backdoor way, because I know when my husband and I first started talking about this, he was like, I don't know. He couldn't even come up with anything. So the backdoor way is to have a 50 item bucket list. Oh. So these are like things you would love to do, to experience, to have, to see, to explore. And that starts to kind of soften and open up the possibility thinking.
I love that because I was going to ask you, what can you give our audience today of where they can begin to explore Ability. And that is absolutely, I can see how that would totally work.
Because yes.
You're not looking at it right here from the practical standpoint. You're going over here and you're having your bucket list. So everyone start making that list and, you know, come up with 50 things like Catherine said, and all the things that you would like to enjoy experiencing. So it's amazing how fast our time goes by. What does it look like for people to work with you in just a minute? Like, how does that work?
So I also have a free downloadable vision meditation on my website, and you've got that link for people. So if they're very auditory, this can also help them tap into what it is that they would love and what's seeking to express through them. And so people can find me on social media channels. I work primarily with entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders in a container of support that combines mindset, strategic tactical planning, accountability, coaching, community. In my own life, I've actually found that business is quite a powerful opportunity for self-growth, because your limitations limit your success. And unless you start to kind of unearth those things and repattern those limiting mindsets and beliefs, you're going to tap out. You're going to kind of limit up.
So what are the social media handles, you know, for the people that are listening here and they're driving more, what are the social media handles that we can check out?
So my business name is Catalyst Coaching, and Catalyst is with a K, just like Catherine and Cornelia are with K's. So Catalyst with a K, Coaching with a C. And you can find me on all the social channels under that. So Instagram, Facebook, my YouTube channel is My Dead Dragon, which is my podcast where I have conversations with women who woke up one day and realized, no one's coming to save me. I guess I'm going to save myself. And of course on LinkedIn as well.
Oh, good. I would love to come on your podcast and have a wonderful conversation. Not only that, but you did tell me that you live in Panama, right?
I do live in Panama. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been living there now?
7 months.
Okay. So, you know, that's been on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah. So by applying the principles that I teach and coach, that's how we ended up here.
Yeah.
What would you love? What's the step you can take?
That's very interesting, because I noted that immediately. Oh, there's Panama. There's Panama right there. So I just want to say, what do you want to leave the audience with in just a few? What's a couple things, final words before we take off today?
Your dream is life's idea for you. And if you don't live into, or at least take a step towards exploring that dream, no one else will. You are the only person who can live the life that you're meant to live, and you're worth it, and you can do it.
And that's all, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Catherine Loranger,
Lorange.
Thank you for coming on and sharing your brilliance with us today. And we'll see you again next time. Take good care. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.